I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. When Steve Bakus, a distributor of World Missionary Press Scripture Booklets, first encountered the Mosquito people 15 years ago in Nicaragua, he was astonished at the spiritual darkness they lived in. He shares this story.
General was the most feared witch on the entire Rio Coco River, over 50 years practicing witchcraft. But as we began to come in there with the gospel, it began to transform that region. And one particular trip we made, General came up to me and basically said, you know, I never knew about this, but will you tell me how I can accept Jesus? And that day he received Jesus and has never looked back.
Today, gospel ministry is thriving among the Mosquito people. Learn more about the story at missionnews.org. Next, according to the Joint Monitoring Program, 10% of the population today lacks access to clean water. The World Health Organization says that every minute a newborn dies because of dirty water and environment. Karen Stamen of Compassion International shares a story about a young Ghanaian girl named Anita.
Anita explained to us that the people in the community used to always be very sick. The children would miss school. It was a kind of a dire situation without clean and safe water for them to drink.
But because of gifts given to Compassion's gift catalog, Anita's community was able to install a well, and today they're giving all the glory to God. This Christmas, please consider making a physical and spiritual difference and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunda Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.